Ah, oh, pretty to watch, isn't it? Hootson there for trainer Toby Edmonds with 63 kilos, choosing to run at Eagle Farm in preparation for the Golden Slipper coming up on Saturday. A special edition of the Big Sports Breakfast, TK and Slats together all the way up until 9 o'clock. We've got Toby Edmonds coming up in just a couple of moments. Josh Reynolds from the Bulldogs will be along for a chat. They are desperate for a victory. Paul Gallen is the Shark skipper and our Tuesday expert. We've got some golf with Brett Ogle, and Gary Portelli will also be joining us. But I'm lucky to have Toby Edmonds with us. G'day, Toby.
G'day, TK.
Yeah, good to see you, mate.
Good to see you, mate.
Good to see you. Welcome to Sydney.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, no.
Sorry about the weather.
Yeah, I brought the weather down.
But you're a Hunter Valley boy, aren't you?
Yeah. Born in Maitland, up in the Hunter, and grew up in Scone.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the thoroughbred breeding.
Good spot up there, yeah.
Yeah, great spot, you know. They were good times.
Yeah. Mm. You're not going to cheer for Queensland at Origin or anything like
that,
eh?
No. I've got a couple of clients in this horse. They're mad Queenslanders, and we argue a lot, but I'm a true blue.
Yeah. Good man. We like to hear that. How's she going, mate, Hootson?
Yeah, she's going great. You know, she's a couple of weeks out after the Magic Million out at our farm. We've got our own little farm that we can do that sort of stuff with them after they race. So she had a couple 2.5 weeks and came back and was in work about 4 and a bit weeks before we run her the other day, and she flew. She went really good.
She's already done an enormous job, mate. She's 4 from 4. She's already won the Magic Millions. I think she's probably becoming the fourth horse now to try and win the Magic Millions Golden Slipper Double. It's hard to do. It's hard to win one, let alone two of them. On a scale of 100, how happy are you with her?
We're pretty close to 100. She's pretty spot on. You know, we haven't had a hiccup with her. She's a great eater. You know. And I've spoke about this before, you know, sometimes you get a filly like this, they might be just sort of maturing, they might be a little bit weak. She's none of that. She's the real deal. She's full and strong and ready to go.
Yeah,
you brought her down on Sunday night. Any risk in doing that from a travelling perspective?
No, well, we had to get here somehow. You know, I tried to fly, there was no flight, so we decided to push off. We got here mid-afternoon Sunday, so we left about 2 o'clock our time. So we had a long drive, you know, eyes are hanging out ahead, sort of getting towards where Newcastle, I suppose. So we're starting to get a bit tired by them, but yeah, no, they travel good.
Yeah. You get that feeling that you're home or getting close to Sydney, but you've still got quite some travel to go. Mm. Toby, I guess the old philosophy is that a big float trip like that is like having a run for a horse. Is that your thought pattern as well, and she's come through that float trip okay?
Yeah, that's been around quite a while. I remember listening to Colin Hayes used to use that coming over from Lindsay Park to Flemington. And, you know, this day and age, you know, the roads are that good.
Okay.
You know, the freeways straight through. They stand up when we pull up to have a coffee or get fuel, you know, they relieve themselves. So, no, I think travel's quite good now. And she didn't turn her hair, so that's good.
And it's interesting. Jeff Lloyd's the jockey. Yeah. George Moore, I think, has been the oldest winner in the Slipper, 48. But Jeff Lloyd could surpass that, change that.
He could, yeah.
A lot of experience there.
Yeah, by quite a way. He's 55. So,
55. Had
I find
a stroke.
That phenomenal.
Yeah, we chatted with him. You know, 55. Had the stroke 3 years ago. Got told he was never going to, well, he was lucky to walk, let alone ride again. It's a phenomenal story, isn't it?
Yeah. Testament to him, you know, he's very fit now to get through that. I didn't think he ever thought he was going to ride, and then he got itchy feet and sort of made it a goal to get back to the saddle, which he did, and he's probably riding better now than he ever has. So, you know, he's still got a lot to offer.
The barrier draw is going to happen at 11:30 here. You can't do anything about it, but ideally, if you were pulling the marbles out, considering what the track's probably going to be rain-affected come the weekend, what would you do?
Look, you know, really, you'd like to draw inside 7. You know, it gets worse as you get further out. You know, you've just got to, then you've got to be so tactical and do your form and try and work out where you're going to get to in the run, or you've got to give them a burn, you know, to put that element out of the road, you know. So, and I think Slipper, you need to consume every bit of energy early and be able to finish off. So very difficult to do at both ends.
Is there one horse that you're most worried about?
There's quite a few, you know, not just one. The Blue Diamond form's very good, catchy. Yeah. Tulip come to town and won the other day, so that's franked that form. David Hayes has got Modernity, he's got a few others. Gary Portelli, She Will Reign, she's a good filly, so I don't think you can take a last run into account. It was on a heavy track, so, you know, you'll have it here in good order. So, look, it's going to be a great race.
Hootson's won on a slow track.
Yep.
Do you have any fears about a heavy track at all?
Yeah, I think we all would, you know, on a soft track. Yeah. So they'd bring, you know, Michael Friedman's horse Frolic into it.
Yep.
Obviously got through the going really good, whether it found the fast lane the other day on the outside of the track where Tommy got to. So, look, you know, we're hitting and hoping, basically, if we get to a heavy track, so we're unsure.
A final one from me, Toby. What would this mean? I mean, the Magic Millions, fantastic to win a Magic Millions, but the slipper is something else, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, Magic Millions, our hometown track, and we bought it from that sale specifically for the race, so that was good. We achieved that. To win a Magic Millions, something that trainers dream about when you first get a license. So it'll be great. It's taken us a long time to actually get a runner in the slipper, so hopefully we can convert.
Good on you, Toby. We wish you all the best, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Good
Fantastic.
On you.
Much appreciated.
Well done. Toby Edmonds, trainer
nice to meet you.
Hootson, joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast. We're trackside at Rosehill Gardens, where Hootson worked well this morning without being asked to do a real lot. And great of Toby Edmonds to join us.